Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of the State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
The COVID-19 numbers are taking a dramatic turn for the worse here in California, with positive tests, hospitalizations, and ICU cases all rising sharply in recent days.
That's prompting many California counties to scale back their reopening plans, and now Governor Newsom says he's about to order more restrictions.
California has already taken a massive economic hit because of the coronavirus pandemic. That put a lot of pressure on the governor and other officials to allow things to reopen, some say prematurely. And now the state may try to put the horse back in the barn, as it were, just as businesses are starting to get going again. For more on the economic impact of the pandemic and what going back to staying at home or sheltering in place could mean, we're joined today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Jerry Nicholsberg. He's director of the UCLA Anderson Forecast, adjunct professor of economics at the Anderson School of Management at UCLA. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon. And let's begin with sort of the baseline. How bad has the hit been so far in California? Can we put a dollar figure on the impact of the pandemic?
Well, good afternoon. We as yet can't put a dollar figure on the impact of the pandemic because it's ongoing, first of all. And secondly, a lot of the impact has been very recent and we don't have much data on that. So what we do know is that the unemployment rate has shot up quite sharply. It's likely been going down as the economy has started to open up, but with the new restrictions, that will certainly cause that opening up to slow down and the unemployment rate to remain high, as we're expecting through this year, double digits through the year.
Dr. Nicholsberg, I want to ask you about the seeming disconnect between Wall Street and what we're seeing for the broader economy. I mean, if you just look at the Dow's movement this past week or so, you think everything is just fine.
There is actually a bit of good news in that, part of the Dow and part that's really buoying the Dow is in technology stocks. And so that's disproportionately California, and that is a view that the tech industry is going to do relatively well through the recession and is going to be a growth sector as we come out of the recession. So that's kind of the good news in there. But, another part of that is that there's a lot of liquidity in the U.S. Coming from abroad as well as coming from the Federal Reserve. And where do you put that liquidity? You could put it in zero interest rate treasury bills or you could go into equities. And we're seeing at least some of that going into equities pushing up the price. And then the third aspect of that is a view by the markets that this downturn is not going to be very long. It's not going to be like 2008, 2009. And equities reflect the value of firms going forward. So there is something of a sense on Wall Street that while things are not good right now, they're going to get better with some rapidity as we go through 2021 and 2022.
I want to ask you about the potential of financial damage to businesses that have slowly reopened. They're either going to be paused or some of those businesses and their plans are going to be rolled back. How do you calculate that? And that's also got to have some effect on consumer confidence, right? Consumers don't want to go out. It's open. It's safe. No, it's not.
Right. I mean, to some extent, reclosing businesses is not doing anything kind of new, because people are afraid to go out to restaurants and afraid to go out to bars. However, you know, your original question was, what about the financial damage? Our expectation is, both in large firms and in small firms, that as we move through July and into the third quarter of this year in August, we're going to begin to see a string of bankruptcies where firms just could not make it to the other side of this. One thing to keep in mind is this is a pandemic-induced recession. This is something we haven't seen in our lifetimes, and so there's a great deal of uncertainty about how it plays out.
You mentioned that you think Wall Street is optimistic, and we see that in what's happening with the stock market. What about you? What sort of forecasting?
When we look at the economy, the first thing that we have to do is make an assumption about what's going to happen with the pandemic. And our assumption was that it's really going to be late July and August before the California economy opens up. Our view with respect to the recovery is that the pandemic has abated by 2021 and 2022, that the recovery in GDP will take about 18 months to 2 years, and the recovery in employment is going to be at least a year longer than that. So historically speaking, perhaps a more rapid recovery, certainly more rapid than the last recession, but it's going to take some time. It's not going to be a quick snapback.
And quickly, before we let you go, let me squeeze in a quick question about the housing market and housing prices. Do you have a sense of where that's headed?
Interestingly, in this recession, unlike most others, what we've seen is relatively firm prices for homes in California. San Francisco is seeing a little bit of weakness, especially in the rental markets, but the demand for housing in California seems to remain strong, and so we're not expecting the kind of decline in home values that we saw in the last recession.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time today. Jerry Nicholsberg, director of the UCLA Anderson Forecast. And if you're expecting a quick recovery, he's talking 2021, 2022 before things start to get back to normal. So we could have a long road ahead of us. And remember, you can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m., also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.